Okay, now I'm in beautiful Mujeres Island. It's absolutely exquisite. I get to Sofitel. It is the bee's knees. And like I said, everybody is wonderful. And it's so nice. They get the guy comes up with a little golf cart, picks up my luggage, and then drives me. And we go over the little, what sounded like rickety little bridge, you know, kind of pier, and drives me to my bungalow, which was absolutely wonderful. Clean, nice, contemporary, and I got my own little patio, and opens up the curtains, and oh, I got this beautiful view of the ocean, and oh my God, it was so wonderful waking up every day as the sun was rising. It was so awesome, so great. This is a beautiful thing. And then because I guess with AAA, they booked my trip. It was through a company called, I think, Genesee. That allowed me, because I was AAA member, I got a free black pearl, because I then learned when you go to Tahiti, you want to get that black pearl, got to go buy the back. And I hear though that someone can be expensive, that they can get really, really expensive. But this was awesome because I booked through, and like I said, it was AAA. They, you know, the resort was like, oh, Valerie, don't forget you have to schedule a date and time so you can go and get your black pearl. Now, granted, of course, the main reason is that I go to this jewelry store and they're hoping that I'm standing around and want to buy a whole bunch of other stuff. No, Valerie don't. She just wants our free stuff. And then, let's get back. Which, of course, they arranged for the ride, which I don't have to pay for. Take me there, got that, and came back. And then also, I mean, everything, you know, when you go to Tahiti or when you go anywhere, just go to the concierge for your excursions or anything like that, because Valerie then decided to do the 4x4 Jeep tour, Jeep ride to Magic Mountain, which Magic Mountain is this huge, big mountain, almost like in the middle of Mujeres, where you can go all the way up to the top and you get this beautiful, just jaw-dropping 360 view of the island. And it was magnificent. But I got to tell you, on the ride up there with this driver, Valerie almost thought that she was going to end up down there. That was the most insane ride of my life. We're in the back of this old Datsun pickup truck where he has bolted this frame with a bench frame in it. And even if you had the seatbelt on, but because you're sitting on top, it's like you're not sitting down in the bed of the truck, you're sitting on top of it. So anytime the slightest little lean, but it felt like you were leaning way over. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is where it happens. And I swear, at first I was so nervous and scared, but then all of a sudden this calm came over. I started laughing and I'm like, this is it. But I'm like, hey, if this is where the good Lord is going to decide to take Valerie, this is it. I couldn't ask to be going in a more beautiful place, but that did not happen. Not trying to be morbid. It ended up being wonderful, but I couldn't help but laugh at the whole thing, because I'm like, man, this guy has driven this road so many times. I'm just going to put my hands, you know, my fate in this man's hands. And he got us through it. We got up at the top, and I'm glad I was there and was up there, because it was beautiful. And the tour itself was great. We got that. We went to a pineapple field, saw the beautiful pineapples. Can't take them. Customs can't do that. And it all over, it was a great, great vacation. You know, I didn't do any snorkeling because I was there by myself, and they prefer you to be buddied up or have somebody so you can watch each other's back. But I got me some noodles and I was out there floating around, getting in the water, and it was just fantastic. And because it was still, you know, kind of pandemic-ish, you know, I had to get that test, you know, take a COVID test and have negative results. Yeah, I worked that out with the concierge desk at the resort. They handled everything. Driver came. The place where I go to take the test, it was the official place, not far from the resort at all. Went there, got it done, no time at all. I had my results back in like an hour, 2 hours, and was good to go. And that trip was absolutely fantastic. When I took my catamaran back, I stayed at the Manava Suite Resort on Tahiti Island, and it was absolutely fantastic. A couple of years ago, and that was in 2021 now, but a couple of years ago, after I shared my story, Tahiti story, with a coworker of mine, she decided to take a a page out of my book, and she started saving up for her and her husband. And back here in February, they just went to Bora Bora to celebrate their 18th wedding anniversary. So, and they have two kids. So if she was able to figure it out and go, then, you know, hey, anybody can do it. Not to say, you know, she's difficult, but if you want it, when you want to do something, you'll figure out a way to do it. So, but that was my trip to Tahiti. It was fantastic. I'm hoping to do it again, hopefully soon, but if not, that's okay. But at some point in time, I'm hoping to do it again. So, all right. So safe travels, everyone. To TFN, ta-ta for now.